Here comes the bridezilla. Here comes the bridezilla. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. My air conditioning is still broken, so it's just me again. And I thought I'd get all dressed up in my white cocktail dress to tell you about some Reddit stories about bridezillas. Because we've done wedding parties before. We've done the wedding parties. But now we're gonna do the bridezillas and see, are they the a-hole? Let's dive right in. Am I the a-hole for overcharging a potential bridezilla so I can buy myself a dream camera? A friend of a friend reached out to me for a photo video services for her wedding. Anyone near this industry can smell when clients will be a pain in the butt to work with. This couple reeks of it. Poor communication, weird comments, almost no online presence, yet desires a full social media video package. The only direction I've been given is multi-$1,000 influencer wedding videos and photo shoots clearly done in sunny California with model-level bride, groom, and a team of videographers filming from multiple angles in expensive locations. Okay. They sound delightful. Take their money. Take it all. Upcharge them. Why do you say it like that? Upcharge them. I sounded like I was from Ireland for a second. Upcharge them. Anyways, I've been doing video and photo work for quite a while and have a decent portfolio, but I wouldn't say I'm near the quality of what they sent. They know this and they've seen my portfolio and hired me anyways. Here's where the a-hole part comes in. I'm tired of renting gear and have had my eye on a new cinema rig for a while. It totals about $6,500. So I decided that to cover the inevitable annoyances of this project, I'll charge much over my usual rate and ask for the exact price of my would-be cinema rig. I figured that if they were going to be annoying, they might as well cover my new camera. When I gave them the number for two videos, each 1 minute long and multiple photos of them frolicking, etc., they exploded about how over the budget this is. Am I the a-hole for charging them that much when I don't know for certain they even will be a client from hell? Well, you said that like there's poor communication, weird comments, and like they have this really tall order for what they want, but like doesn't line up with what they currently have on social media, or like the lack that they don't really do social media. I think you're fine. Charge them what you want. You could honestly, truly, it's your business. You can charge anyone what you want. It doesn't mean that they're going to take the job, like, or that they're going to hire you, you know? So it's like, I personally think you're not the a-hole. I think you just wait it out and see what they say. And if you want to take them on at the end of the day and drop your price a little bit, I say go for it. Why not? Aim high, settle for less, you know? So I don't think you're the a-hole. But let's see what the comments have to say. Top comment. Well, only you know what you and your work is really worth. If you charge them that much but also know you can't provide the quality of the services related to the priced quote, ooh, then yes, you are the a-hole. Ooh, okay. I disagree, but sure, you're allowed to think what you want to think. Another top comment, tell them you're buying the new equipment and the photos will look better than your previous work. That should be the top comment, actually. That's a good idea. Yeah. I mean, honesty is the best policy, but like, I don't know. Again, at the end of the day, no one knows your prices. That's why they're all individualized. Like, no one knows your prices. It's up to you to decide. And if you don't want to deal with them, aim high, because maybe you'll be surprised, you know? I remember there's a project like a couple years ago that I had no interest in doing. I was just kind of like, it's not really my thing. I don't really know. I don't really want to be sponsored by this brand, but whatever. And so I'd sent them my rate, but it was like higher than, you know, usual. And they said, yeah, they were all there for it. And honestly, it was truly a delight. Like it turned out great. You know, like it wasn't bad. But like it was something that I didn't really have time for. And then I was like, well, if you're going to pay that price, then I will make time for it. You know, like I will make the time if you're going to pay the money, then I'll do it. But this is a long time ago, and we now have, like, a great rapport, and, like, sometimes I do stuff for free for them. But you know what I mean? Like, it all pans. It all is in the wash, you know, as they say. Another top comment. My friend did this with his company during the boom times in our area. He runs a large construction company that works on huge projects. He was asked for a quote and didn't really want the job. That's what I just said. Didn't really want the job. And he doubled the percentage they usually make per job. And usually 15%, quoted 30%. Things were so busy that the customer accepted the bid. LOL, charge what you want. It's their choice to use you or not. They can find someone else. Yes, I agree. 100%. 100% agree on that one. Let me know in the comment section down below for story number one. Was the photographer being the a-hole or not? What do you think? What are your thoughts? I feel like a bridezilla, and it's not even been a week since I got engaged, is what the story is titled. Let's read it. Here we go. I and my fiance got engaged almost a week ago. It was a beautiful proposal, and I couldn't ask for better or to be more excited about spending my life with him. It was a weirdly phrased sentence, but okay. However, I have a nonstop cry. Oh, whoa, hang on. However, I have nonstop cried over the wedding planning, and it's not him, it's my family. So far, my dream venue didn't have any openings. I know not everything is going to be perfect and things will change, so I was disappointed, but I tried to go with it. I'm supposed to look at three different venues today. One is away about 30 minutes, but I do honestly love it from pictures, and two are in my hometown. One I like is closer to what I want, but the cheaper one everyone is pushing for. But the owner was extremely rude, and I'm not as excited about it, but I still want to go look. Okay, that was one giant run-on sentence. Let's break this down. Okay, one is about 30 minutes away, and they love it from pictures. Two are in their hometown. One I like is close to what I want, but the cheaper one everyone is pushing. Okay. You didn't really, okay. Again, run on sentence is really hard to figure it out, but you have three options that you're looking at. Okay. Also, as far as colors, dresses, and themes, my family has hated every idea that I've given or have pinned on their own. They've created a whole new color scheme and dresses, etc. Oof. Like, does color scheme, I mean, I guess it matters. Like, why am I sitting here like, does it matter? Who typically picks the color scheme? Anybody out there been married before? Let me know in the comment section, because I clearly have not, and I haven't been to a wedding in a long time. It's usually the bride, right? Like, the bride has, like, full say on, like, the decor and the thing. I don't really have, like, a specific, like women tend to, like, have it planned out. I mean, not always. Like, sometimes the men do, too. Or, like, you know, not everybody, like, dreams of their wedding day. But, like, I don't have a slight idea of what I would do. One, I'm nowhere near getting married. Hi, fingers are nude. Look at these nude fingers. Look at these nails, though. Wow. Oh, my God. Look at these. Don't look at these guys. Look at these guys. Look at how great they look. But don't look at these. Look at these. Not these. Those of you that listen to the show but don't watch the show are like, what is happening? I just gave you a little nail cam. Moving on. Let's keep reading. So they're helping with the color scheme and you don't like it, which is fine. It's fair. It's all right. Finally, as mentioned before, I'm looking at venues today. I wanted to include his parents and mine in on the decision. And today I got told my dad just wasn't coming, and my mom proceeded to call me and yell at me that this was usually a mother-daughter thing and I should ride with her and not my fiance. I told her no, that this was about me and him and we would need to talk about what we did and did not like. And she hung up on me and left. Isn't it usually the groom and the bride that make the decision? And usually the maid of honor? Am I lost? I need to do some research on weddings, is what I'm learning. Because, like, what? Yeah, I don't know anything about weddings, clearly. Clearly I know nothing. But I'm pretty sure it's the bride and the groom that get the say. Like, you can bring family. But it's, like, isn't it up to the bride and the groom, I think. Anyways. Oh, boy. So, since then, has called me back And okay, so the mom. Okay, we're, again, this person's not really writing very clearly. I'm wondering if like English is their second language, but hear me out. So since then, my mom has called me back several times asking about the budget and how we have to do the cheapest options and how she doesn't have the money to spend to do this or that. I haven't asked her for anything, never asked her to pay for anything. I feel like a terrible daughter and daughter-in-law because I just don't know how to navigate this. I don't want to be a bridezilla or make things uncomfortable for my fiance because it's supposed to be a good, happy time. I know it's just a day and I'll look back and I'll just be happy that we had the day together with him. But I also can't help feeling a little heartbroken that this is nothing like what I thought it would be. Yeah, it sounds like you need to check your family is what I would think slash suggest is like kind of put your family in their place because primarily the day is about you and your husband. It and like, yes, you're throwing a party for your parents essentially too in like a way because like you want them to see you get married and be happy and like, you know, family and stuff like that. But like, I don't know that they should be in on the decisions. Like, are you paying for this? Are they paying for this? Who's paying for this? How? Who is paying for this wedding? That'd be good context to know. So anyways, that's my two cents. I feel like you all need to have a conversation. You need to sit down with mom, mother-in-law, your husband, and just be like, hey, or the fiance, my bad. I know that. It's fiances and first, and then it's husband and wife. My apologies. I'm not that ignorant. But yeah, it sounds like we all just need to have a collective conversation of the mind and be like, hey, this ain't about you. Are you going to be paying for some stuff? No, because I'm willing to like negotiate and figure this out. But like, we got to talk about this. We got to like talk about this, you know? Anyways, let's see what the comment section have to say about this. What did everybody say? Ooh, here's the top comment. Elope. Faster, cheaper, and you are in control. If your parents promise to behave themselves, you can even invite them if you want. So, eloping, that's just like where you and the husband run off and get married. And then you can like grab a smaller party if you want to be present there. Not a bad idea, but it sounds like you don't want that. It's kind of the gauge I'm getting. I feel like you want to have the big wedding in front of your friends and family and like announcing your love for this person. I don't know. I'm getting the vibe that like that's not the direction you want to go in. I just think having a conversation with everybody, figure out who's paying for what, and then kind of go from there because it sounds like everybody's trying to control your day. And that sort of stuff isn't about them, you know, like the venue and all those kinds of things. Mom can definitely come with for the wedding dress and those sort of things. But like, yeah, I don't know. I think there's, you all need to have a conversation. Ooh, look at this comment. This post is why my wife and I didn't have a wedding and just did the courthouse thing. So much less stress and money and we're happier for it. See, there you go. There you go. So there's two people in the comments that are saying like, just do the courthouse, elope, like there's other options. But I personally don't think I would want to elope or do the courthouse. Like I want to actually like have a party. Parties are fun, you know, but I also don't think I'd be that picky about things though, too. Like, I don't know. I just want to have a day. And I think it would depend on like who I got married to too. Like what would that look like, you know, depending upon the person. Because again, I got nothing going on over here. So like there's, you know, to me it would be about like the joint interests. Like what do me and that person have in common? Then that would help determine like, I know for a fact it would never be a beach wedding because the sand and a wedding dress do not mix to me. Like if somebody decides to like get married on a beach, invite me. I'd love to be there and I'd love to witness that because maybe I'll change my mind. Maybe I'll change my mind. But like for right now, yeah, no. Also, if you are new to this YouTube channel or if you're like watching this somewhere else, there's a new hype button on YouTube. So be sure to like hype up these videos. It's free. It costs you nothing. It's literally clicking a button. So be sure to go like hit that hype button so we get hyped because like Delulu Canoe Podcast could really use your hype. Give us your hype. It's free. Give me your hype. Can I have your hype? Are you done with your hype? Can I have it? Thank you. Give me your hype. Hype, 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 hype. Okay, anyways, let me find another story. Oh, wait, no, there's another comment that's actually quite long. We should, here we go. Let's read this one. It's only been a week and already your mother is that mother. Time for boundaries and an info diet. Mother or not, family or not, this wedding is about you and your fiancé. Unless she is helping you pay, you said she is not. Your budget is not her business. Involving people means you are opening yourselves to unwanted opinions and criticism. Valid. How soon do you want to get married? Why can't you wait for the venue that you really want? That too! Why are you trying to get married so fast? Why are you trying to get married so fast? Take your time. Take your time, girl.
Take your time. Don't rush it.
Your mom sounds controlling and emotionally immature. Ask yourself, is this her normal behavior? And if it is, how long will you continue to tolerate her behavior? She's the one ruining your moment, yet you feel like a bad daughter, which tells me that this is normal behavior. She sounds exhausting. You already invited your future in-laws, so it would not be fair to disinvite them. But going forward, before your sanity, it would be better to share your plans after they've been made. Do not let her ruin this special time for you or your fiancé. Not the a-hole. Yeah, that's kind of like, that's where I'm sitting at too. Not the a-hole. Like, chill. Chill a little bit. Chill a little bit. You know, tell the family to chill. Don't freak out. Take your time. No rush. Just talk to everybody. Have a little chat. If you are not interested in the elopement or the courthouse, like, have a little sit-down conversation with everybody. Figure out what's going on with the budget. What's going on with that? Like, who's paying? And then if not, then info diet. Don't give them all that information because they don't need to know. They don't need to know what you're doing. It's okay. This is a lot of reading. I'm gonna have to hold on to this one. Here we go, y'all. Am I the a-hole or am I a bridezilla? Or am I right? 5 hours till I, female 23, leave for the airport for my destination wedding. It wasn't my choice to go abroad, but my fiance, male 28, couldn't come over to my country as he still got his final exams left. Straight after our wedding, my parents introduced me to him as his mom was an old family friend from my dad's side of the family. I'm so glad I met him. And I'm the happiest. My older brother, male 26, and my younger brother, male 17, in my opinion, have been acting selfish. You know how girls dream for someone to throw them a surprise bridal shower or birthday party? I don't have any friends, so I asked my aunts and my sister-in-law to be if they wanted to come over to my house for dinner. My younger brother is on vacation, and my older brother available only on weekends. I politely asked them to help me for once in my life to help me make the living room look pretty with some decor so it kind of looks like a bridal shower. I didn't ask my parents as they were stressed about other issues and their health isn't that good. Plus, they've done so much for me already. Not only did my brothers not do anything, they created more mess. I even ordered food to take the workload off me and only bought fruits to set up on these cute plates. But my brothers acted like toddlers and left the dining table is in a terrible state. And when I asked my younger brother to help me, he yelled, "You're a woman. You're getting married. You better learn how to do woman things. I'm going to the gym." Both my brothers are physically violent towards me. Whoa. Whoa, girl. Whoa. That is not good. Okay. Back it up, girl. What? And my younger brother takes a set further by verbally taunting me with misogyny. When we were younger and we used to play fights, that was different. As you know, it's play fighting. Then as they got older and stronger, I told them not to hit me as hard when we play fight because now it hurts and leaves painful bruises. But they hit me out of rage and anger. They have anger management problems. When they get into an anger fit, it's like they're possessed. I don't even know how to properly describe to you how they grab me and shove me into the wall. Why are you asking them to help you with a party if they're violent? Oh my God. OP, get out of there. No. They should not be involved in your wedding day at all. This is awful. Oh my gosh. They don't do it all the time. I'm scared for their future partners. My older brother is engaged too, and I'm scared for his fiance. It's making me scared for my future because what if all men are like this? What if my fiance shows his true colors after marriage? Seeing how there's a few hours till our whole family is to head to the airport, let me see how both my brothers didn't even participate in their own suitcase packing. My parents got stressed yesterday night and packed their bags. What is wrong with my brothers acting like selfish toddlers? So yesterday night, I sparked up the conversation yelling that the way that they've been acting isn't fair. I said something along the lines of, "This is my time. I finally get to act selfish. Can you for once act like my brothers? I'm your only sister. My whole life, I've always done things for them and helped them." At this point, as I was yelling, I was crying, and someone from the outside heard it. I would sound like I'm begging them. I want us to be family. Is that too much to ask for? Whoa, okay. Okay, OP. Why are they coming with you to your wedding? Absolutely not. Get the f*** away from them. Run. Leave. Bye. Like, the fact that nobody does anything about this is awful. Terrible. Like, oh my gosh, first of all. Second of all, you're young. You're like 23. You're 23. You're a baby. Like, and your brothers are 26 and 27. Girl, run. Get out of there. First of all, get out of there. Don't bring them with. Second of all, don't bring them with your wedding. Third of all, therapy. I don't know where you're from. I don't know what your family is like outside of this, but therapy. Not all men are like this. There are a lot of really shitty men. I mean, there's a lot of shitty people. Let's not, like, you know, let's not be that way. There's a lot of shitty people in this world, but, like, girl, oh my God. Yep. Here we go. Top comment. You need to stop having any expectations of your brothers. Your parents didn't give them any boundaries and they grew up to be jerks. Fortunately, you will not have to deal with them anymore. Do not assume all men are this way because they aren't. Let go of your fears and marry the man you love. Confide in him, love him, and be happy. Yeah. Yeah, but therapy. I'm telling you, please, please seek therapy. That's so scary. I'm so sorry you went through that. I'm sorry you still go through that. But they should not be a part of your day. You are not the bridezilla at all. In any way, shape, or form, you are not the bridezilla. But please... marry this man and no contact them all. Like, oh my gosh. That's so scary. If this is the quality of your family, you ought to think twice about the quality of anyone they arrange as a husband. Yeah, I forgot about that. Ugh. Oh, OP response. My dad isn't like my brothers at all. My dad is a true gentleman. It wasn't an arranged marriage. I already knew him and never thought about asking him out. My parents set us up and things went well from there. Okay. Whew. Yeah. Ooh, the commenter comments back. Under, my dad is a true gentleman. No, your father is a man who stands back and does nothing while abuse continues under his roof. He's an enabler and a scumbag. Yikes. Another comment. Does your fiance know how they treat you? If he doesn't, you need to tell him. Telling him isn't a test. It's because he needs to know. However, his reaction will tell you who he is. OP comments back. No, I don't like to burden anyone with my problems. And the commenter comments back. He needs to know. Not all men are like this, as evidenced by your father. These attacks have put fear in you, worrying about what your marriage will be like. Your future husband will see it one day. When he moves too fast or talks too loud, he will think it's his fault that you are scared of him. Before that happens, he needs to know why it isn't really about him that you're scared of. It's hard to talk about, but part of being in a loving and helping, healthy partnership is sharing burdens and being open about what your life has been like. I wish you a happy marriage and the strength to confide in your partner. Man, I thought this was going to be like kind of a fun episode where like, bridezilla, blah, you know what I mean? But like, this is, it's gotten dark. Why is Reddit so dark? You know, Reddit's just like, it's, ugh. Why are people so bad to each other? Like, it's so sad. You know? We need to stop being like this as a society, you know? I don't like it. There we go. We got another one. Am I the a-hole or Bridezilla for possibly uninviting my maid of honor and her boyfriend to my wedding? Buckle up, because this is a bit of a long one. We're buckled. Backstory. I, 27 female, had a maid of honor, Sam, 24 female. Sam and I reconnected 3 years ago once I started dating my now fiancé, Brad, 25 male. Sam and I went to the same school. She was a freshman, while I was a senior. We only had science class together, in which she had recommended her mom as a hairstylist to me, Jolene, 43 female. I think that's the mom. Okay. Well, I've been going to Jolene for my hair appointments ever since. For 9 years, I've been going to her, so she knows almost every aspect of my life. Once I left school, I never talked to Sam again until 3 years ago when I started dating my now fiancé. Well, Sam and her boyfriend Kyle, 22 male, moved into our house in June. Wait, I thought you said you didn't talk to Sam. I never talked to Sam again until 3 years when I started dating my now fiancé. Okay, got it. So there's a bit of time that lapsed, and now they're moving in with you. Got it. Then in July, they helped my fiancé plan his proposal to me. Greatest day of my life. Less than a month after him proposing, I asked Sam to be my maid of honor. We weren't that close, but she was my roommate and helped my fiancé propose to me, so I thought it would be a great way for Sam and I to bond more. Well, honestly, after I asked her, she became more distant and seemed to not really care about what I had to say. But she would love to talk about herself and what was going on in her life. A week and a half before the incident, she called Brad and I rude for expecting people to pay $250 to $300 for a combined bachelor-bachelorette trip to Nashville. That's actually not that bad. $250 to $300? That's not too bad, right? For a bachelorette trip? I don't think so. Food for thought. Maybe I'm wrong. Made up a lot of excuses saying people need to find sitters for their dogs. So would we. Asking people to take 2 days off of work is unreasonable, and other people have their weddings to save for. No one else in our friend group is even engaged, so I really don't know where that was coming from. Once she said that, I was upset, as we weren't having the bridal party pay for our share of the trip. We plan on paying our share of the trip expenses. I didn't think it was rude wanting what I wanted. It's not like we were asking them to spend $1,000, because yes, that would be ridiculous. We're not asking people to do something unless we are willing to do the same as well. Once she made those comments, I was really second-guessing having her as my maid of honor, as I don't want to feel bad for wanting what I want within reason, of course. Yeah, I think that's fair. In my opinion so far, it's fair. Like, you're paying for your own way. You're not asking people to pay for your way, so that's my 2 cents. Then a week before the incident, she made a comment to me about how my fiancé was a piece of shit person to me. When we first got together, I corrected her saying, yeah, he wasn't the best boyfriend to me, as he wasn't a shitty person. He just made a few mistakes. Mind you, our relationship is absolutely perfect. We're the kind of relationship people are jealous of because we are just truly perfect for each other. But we work on our relationship a lot to get it where it is now. I took her opinion as a grain of salt and didn't even get butthurt about it. My relationship is what people get jealous about because we communicate and work on it. That's a little weird. I don't think I've ever said that about anybody in my life. Like, you're jealous of my relationship, you know what I mean? It's a little weird. Now for the story. I went to Jolene to get my hair done 2 weeks ago. In the 3 hours I was there, I made a few comments to Jolene about Sam and Kyle's relationship, saying, I don't think they should get married. Kyle doesn't really seem to do anything around the house, nor pay for much. Jolene responded, yeah, Sam has been telling me he hasn't been paying for much either. I told her that they need to sit down and write out their finances so that they can see for themselves how much they each contribute each month. I replied, I told her the same thing as Brad and I had to do that, and it helped a lot. Jolene responded, but I don't quite remember what she said. The last comment I made was that they seemed to really not talk much. Even my fiancé's sister thought they both were single when she was over last weekend. Maybe the reason they're so distant is that Sam is Kyle's second boyfriend, and he is still trying to figure out how a relationship works. Side note, they've been dating for over 2 years. That was maybe a 5-minute conversation altogether. We jumped into the next subject. I'm confused. Maybe the reason they're so distant is that Sam is Kyle's second boyfriend. Oh, you're accusing her of cheating. Uh-oh, here we go. 2 days later, I was informed that Sam was very upset at me for what I told her mom. After I was told that, I put together that she'd been avoiding me the entire time. I didn't think much of it at first because we were busy people. I got a little upset that she didn't come to me right away about it because we're roommates and she is my maid of honor. But I understood. The next 4 days, she would straight up ignore me when I tried to talk to her and made us feel awkward in our own home. After 6 days, I got annoyed and messaged her, "All right, what's up?" as I wanted to hear from her exactly what the problem was. She ignored me some more until many hours later. Once I was asleep, she replied, "I don't like what you said to my mom. I deserve an apology." When I woke up, I replied right away and said, "I agree, but I would like to apologize in person and also have a conversation about it." She ignored me that entire day as well. The next day, we finally had our conversation, which I thought went well. She felt hurt. I validated her feelings. She told me that her mom knows everything that's going on, so why did I feel the need to say that to her? I told her I wasn't thinking, that it was just a lapse of judgment, as I am so used to telling her mom everything. After that conversation, I directed the conversation to asking her to step down from maid of honor, as her actions dealing with this whole ordeal was very childish, and I don't want to be told rude. I don't want to be called rude for wanting what I want, even though everyone else in the bridal party is okay with going to Nashville. That I didn't take into consideration her financial abilities, as maid of honors usually pays for more of the bachelor trip and a few other things, and I don't want to add more stress onto her. Even though, really, she hasn't acted like a maid of honor through the 3 months of planning that we've already done. But I didn't tell her that. I just tried to make myself the villain, as I was already one to her anyways. I asked her how she felt after, and I asked her how she felt after I said that. She responded, relieved, as her best friend just got engaged too over the weekend, and she was ignoring me. She said, "I know I will be in her wedding, so being in two weddings would be a lot for me." I responded, "Oh, you don't want to be a part of my wedding party at all then? I mean, if you don't, that's okay. I can give you till the end of the weekend to decide." She said thank you and went on talking how we usually do, which was her bashing her relationship yet again, which I was really confused by why she was pissed that I didn't tell her mom a good opinion about the relationship. But whatever, I have never heard her say one good thing about her relationship. This is a bit of a mess. I need to hydrate. This is such a mess. Okay. Continuing. The next day, I thought everything was all fine and dandy until Ashley, another bridesmaid of mine, decided to drop out of the bridal party with the exact same excuse that I gave Sam for wanting her to step down as maid of honor. She said, "My financial situation has changed. I don't want to cause you any more stress." I was a bit shocked by that, as she didn't say anything when I asked her if she would be able to go to Nashville for a bachelor trip 2 weeks ago. I believe she dropped out because of Sam, which I think is messed up because I never have done anything to her, but she can do whatever she wants. If that means dropping out of a bridal party because of someone else's issue, then that's on her. Sam had gone to the garage to hang out with people for a while I was cooking. The next day, I thought everything was all fine and dandy until Ashley, another bridesmaid of mine, decided to drop out of the bridal party with the same excuse that I gave Sam for wanting her to step down as maid of honor. She said, "My financial situation has changed and I don't want to cause you any more stress." I was a bit shocked by that, as she didn't say anything when I asked her if she would be willing to go to Nashville for a bachelorette trip 2 weeks ago. I believe she dropped out because of Sam, which I think is messed up because I have never done anything to her, but she can do whatever she wants. If that means dropping out of a bridal party, if that means dropping out of a bridal party because of someone else's issue, then that's on her. Sam had gone out to the garage to hang out with people while I was cooking. Little did I know, she was talking to my fiance about how I would take her saying she doesn't want to be a part of the bridal party anymore. He said, "She's expecting it, honestly, but Ashley just dropped out too." Sam acted all surprised by that, but Brad could see right through her BS, and he knew that she knew why. Then Kyle also dropped out of the groomsmen. Oh. My fiance Brad was pretty pissed about that because they had a conversation about it 2 days prior. Kyle had told Brad that this situation doesn't change anything between them and him being a part of the wedding. Kyle now is telling him, "I don't want to be a groomsman. I just want to get drunk." They all dropped out within an hour. It's been 5 days since Ashley and Kyle dropped out, and Sam has yet to officially say to me that she's out. My fiance and I think this whole thing has been blown out of proportion as we have done and taken care of so much for them since they moved in. Now we think that if they just want to get drunk at our wedding, we will only be inviting them to the reception or just not inviting them at all. If they also want to continue their petty behavior, they can move out as they really aren't saving us any money being there. They add to our expenses and make us do more around the house as they don't really do much. So, am I being a bridezilla for asking her to step down as maid of honor? Would my fiance and I be the a-hole if we didn't invite them to our wedding and ask them to move out because of their petty behavior? Okay. There's only two comments on this. Oh, you know why? Because I have it on airplane mode. Hang on. Not a lot of, you know, I don't think you're the a-hole here at all. They sound like disastrous people, in my opinion. I think you'd be better off just like cutting. Yeah. Just be like, listen, this has been fun. This has been real. But I think it's okay for you guys not to be a part of our wedding. And also, here's a 30-day notice. Like, I'm sorry, but like, I know confrontation is not the best, but just get them out. They're so bad. They're so toxic. Like, it sounds like you don't even really know them. Like, your bridal party is supposed to be people that you know. So, like, in my opinion, yeah, get them out. Bye. See you later. Sayonara. Like, it's so bad. Comment here. Here we go. Not the a-hole. It sounds more like you have guests that have seriously outstayed their welcome. Cut them out of your wedding since they are obviously working at causing problems with your wedding and your friends. Let them know that it's time for them to find somewhere else to live. But before that happens, pass along the word to your friends what you're doing and why. Your reasons need to be out there before they start crying to your friends about how awful you are for kicking them out of your wedding in your house. Yeah, talk to your friends. Just be like, listen, we thought that this would be a really fun, cool thing, but it turns out that it's just really not going that way. And we'd rather just like avoid the drama and not have them at the wedding and not let them live with us anymore. Because they seem to be causing problems. So I don't think you're being a bridezilla. I think you asked somebody who's not your friend to be your maid of honor. And I think that was a mistake. Because like maid of honor is supposed to be like the most important. You know, it's like the most important person in your life. Maybe you just don't have one. Just have bridesmaids that are your friends. So that's that on that. Again, those of you that are listening to this episode, I would love for you to send me some Reddit stories. I say this every single episode and none of you do. You all DM me on the Delulu Canoe podcast, like Instagram, but you're not sending me any spicy Reddit stories. So please go find some Reddit stories. Send them to me because I want to read them on the show. Send them to me. Send really conflicting Reddit stories. All right. Be sure to stay Delulu, everybody, because it's the Salulu. Bye. Be sure to subscribe and share with your friends. And don't let your friends live with you in your house and then invite them to be your bridesmaid, maid of honor, at your wedding. Don't do it.